So let's review. Our Gemara began with more proofs about which day of the month the Torah was given. One of them is from a Braisa, which says that B'sheni Ola Moisha V'yored, B'shlishi Ola V'yored, B'revi Ola V'yored. On the second, third, and fourth days of the month of Sivan, Moshe went up and down Har Sinai, bringing messages between Hashem and the Jews. Of the fifth day, he offered karbonis, sacrifices, and on the sixth day, Lehoi Lepinai, he didn't have time to go up to the mountain. The Gemara wonders, my lav Mishim Torah? Is not because he couldn't go up that day, because that's when Hashem gave the Torah. This shows that the Torah was given on the sixth day, like the Rabbanan say, not the seventh, as Rabbi Yossi says. Rabbi Yossi answers Loi, Mishim Torah Shabbos. He couldn't go up on the sixth of the month because it was Friday and he was preparing for Shabbos. However, the Torah wasn't given until the seventh day of Shabbos. The Gemara continues to discuss the events surrounding Kabbalah's Torah. The Pasuk says, Vayisyasu Tachter Sa'ar, which literally means that the Jews stood under the mountain. Rav Adimi Bar Chama Bar Chasi explains that the Pasuk is teaching us, Shekof HaKadosh Baruch Hu Aleim as a Har Kegigis, that Hashem held the mountain over their heads like a barrel and said, Im Atim Mekab Mater Mutav, if you accept the Torah, good. Vim Lav Shom Tehek Varaskim, but if not, I will bury you with this mountain. Rav Acham Yaakov adds that, Mikan Mador Rabba Leraisa, according to the above, we really have an excuse not to keep the Torah, since we can always say that we only accepted the Torah because we were forced to. However, Rava answers that, Hadur Kiblu B'Meachas Shveresh, the Jewish people voluntarily re-accepted the Torah after the miracle of Purim. In other words, there is no longer any excuse not to keep the Torah. The Pasuk says, Mishamayim Hishmata Din Eretz Yara V'Shakata. You Hashem made the Torah heard, and the earth became afraid and calm. Chizkiah explains, up to that time in history, the world lived in fear, so to speak, because when Hashem created the world, He did it on condition that the Jews would accept the Torah. Im Yisrael Mekau Mesatayra, if, however, they don't accept the Torah, the world would be destroyed. Therefore, when we finally accepted it, the world, so to speak, calmed down. The Gemara then goes on to discuss the words B'nai Yisrael used when they were offered the Torah, Na'aseh V'Nishma, we will do and we will listen, which in essence means that the Jews accepted that responsibility of keeping the Torah even before they heard what it says. Rav Simoi says that when the Jews said this, 600,000 malachim came down, one to each Jew, and they gave each Jew two crowns, one for the word Nase and one for the word Nishma. However, says Reb Chama b'Reb Chanina, later when we sinned with the Egel Azav, the golden calf, we lost the crowns. And Rosh Lakish said that, in the future Hashem will return them to us. The Gemara continues, B'shoshek dimi Yisrael nasa l'nishma. When the Jews said nasa before nishma, Hashem said, Migilo labanai rozeh shemalachi asharis mishtamshin. Who revealed to my children this secret that the malachim use? Because that is what malachim do. They are ready to do Hashem's will even before He tells them to do it. The Gemara then relates the following story. Hahut stuki dechazi l'rava dekomayin b'shmaitz. Tzduki saw Rava learning with such concentration that he didn't notice that his finger had gotten stuck under his foot and was being crushed. The Tzduki laughed at Rava and said, Ama paziza, dekadmisu pamaychu lodnaychu. You people are so impulsive that you put your mouth before your ears, just as you told Hashem that you would commit to doing His will before you even knew what it was. And obviously you're still so committed to it that you don't even realize what you're doing. Rava answered that we weren't being impulsive when we committed to Hashem. Anan disaginan bishleimusa. We go along with Him in complete faith, knowing that He would never give us anything we couldn't handle. The Gemara then points out that the sin of the eagle was committed while we were still at Har Sinai. And Ul compared us to a kala mezana b'techu pasa, a bride who is unfaithful while still in the bridal chamber. The Gemara continues. Rabbi Yochanan says that when Hashem spoke at Har Sinai, His words understood by all 70 languages, so everyone in the world could understand them. Abraisa says that the source for this is the pasuk u'kepatish yefayt tzela. Like a hammer, it shatters a rock, which means Hashem's words were shattered, so to speak, into many different languages. The Gemara then says another metaphor about the words of Torah. The pasuk says, Shimu ki negidim adaber, listen, for I will speak princely things. Rav Chananel Bar Papa says, the Torah is compared to a prince because, Ma nogid zeh yeshboi lehem tulahachis. Just like a prince has the power to kill or grant life, so does the Torah. If you learn it sincerely, it grants life. But if you learn it to use it to your knowledge against others, it gives death. Amar Shuban Levi. Rabbi Shuban Levi then goes on to list many things about Har Sinai. When Hashem gave the Torah, Kol Dibur V'Dibur Shoyotze Mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Nizmali Kol Olam Kuli B'Samim. Every word that he said filled the world with the smell of good spices. When Hashem spoke, some of the Jews died and had to be revived, and others were thrown back up to 12 mil by the force of his words. And when Moshe went up to receive the Torah, the Malachim asked Hashem, Mali lo risha beinenu? Why is there someone who was born to a woman here in heaven? Hashem answered that Moshe was there to receive the Torah. And the Malachim said, Atem avakesh lidna labas v'dam? How could you give the precious Torah to flesh and blood? Hashem told Moshe to answer them. And Moshe said, there are so many things in the Torah which can only be applied to people. It says, Anoicha Hashem lekecha asher etzesicha me'eretz Mitzrayim. I am Hashem who took you out of Mitzrayim. But you Malachim were never in Mitzrayim. It says, honor your father and mother. But you don't have a father and mother. And it says, don't kill or steal or commit adultery. But you don't have the motivation to do any of those things. Obviously, the Torah was not meant for you. Upon hearing Moshe Rabbeinu's replies, the Malachim admitted to Hashem that the Torah should indeed be given to people.